This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Another week in the books. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was having a discussion yesterday with Bob Owens over at BearingArms.com, and he was asking me, we were talking training, and it's always interesting to talk training with somebody that has never, that actually gets introduced to small unit tactics, not because I find it funny or cute or quaint or anything. It's just that discovery that it's really not as difficult as everybody thinks it is leads me to believe that we could teach just about anybody how to do that. Which is good in a really bad situation scenario. However, it also helps if you have an instructor that can teach you the how and the why. Why is very important as to why you do something a certain way if you're going to teach somebody something. So then it gets brought up to me that he's considering writing about this one guy that he thinks is probably this guy's termed the worst instructor in the world. And he tells me the name, and I go and look, and he was sort of, I don't know, I think he was a little reluctant to do that. And then I went and watched some video of the instructor teaching his students, and I said, oh no, write the story. Write the story. And then I told him, if you write the story, I will run the story on my show. So he wrote it. Bob, this one is for you. We are talking about a guy. Where's his name? He goes by the name of Lucien Black. Lucien has a couple of pictures up in one. He's wearing full multicam, and he's got some stuff that says instructor, and he's wearing mechanics gloves, and he's got a weapon slung and some other stuff. And, you know, pictures, you can look pretty tactical in pictures. And in another one, he's got another picture where he's got his sunglasses up, looking cool, and he's got the Glock dead center in front of his face, close in. I've seen that posture taught. I've run it a few times myself. No big whoop. Then you look at his qualifications. First of all, this guy's a relatively young-looking guy. He runs a company called Voda Consulting and Executive Protection at Shadow Protective Services. And his bio is quite tactical. He is a K-9 Tactical Security Narcotic Bomb Rapid Response Army NCDOC Executive Protection MA. And he studies sociology. That's all part of his resume, I guess. K-9 Tactical Security Narcotic Bomb Rapid Response Army NCDOC Executive Protection MA Sociology. Okay. Some people might embellish their resume a bit here and there. He studied sociology at Fayetteville State University. He's out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And he's from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He runs a company called, like I said, Voda Consulting. And here's the problem with his unique training atmosphere. You watch the video of some of the Voda Consulting, I guess, blocks of instruction they're running through. The student will point a firearm at Lucian. Lucian will in turn point his firearm at the student. Now, I know the Russian Spetsnaz get out there and they train with live firearms. I would imagine that these Spetsnaz candidates don't make it, probably get killed while training, shoot each other with protective vests on, and they hold live weapons at each other's heads and start moving, and the guy actually tries to shoot his fellow student in the head, and they do all kinds of crazy, crazy things. And that's the thing, it's crazy. You don't point a gun at somebody. Unloaded, loaded. Well, hey, look, you're supposed to treat every gun like it's loaded, right? Then you don't point that gun at anybody you're not willing to kill. Does that count as your students? And I look at, I watch some of the stuff he does, and it reminds me quite eerily of a IWI Jericho 941 video that I saw, wherein, you know, the Israelis don't believe in carrying a round in the chamber, so their whole draw method is designed to chamber that first round. So their hands are coming up in front of their face with their elbows 90 degrees out on both sides to facilitate a good, easy pull. They yank the slide as they're pushing the gun forward, and then they take the first shot. That's what he's doing in his video. There's a reason why the Israeli military trains that way. That's because, just like all military training, you have to take your training and it has to be down to a level to where everybody can get it the first time out, to where everybody can learn it, to where everybody can assimilate what you're trying to teach them. That takes it down to a low level, and it takes it down to a low level of risk as well, which carrying around in the chamber is a risky proposition in some people's viewpoints. I carry every gun I own right now, whether it's in the safe or on my hip, has a round in the chamber. That's because I don't own guns to show them. I don't own guns to display them. I own guns to defend. And they're all set up and ready to go to defend. So it doesn't matter where they're at. They all have a round in the chamber. I don't have any young children in the house. Any gun that's not on me is in my safe. My safe weighs 700 pounds, so I can run with that one. Well, okay. You win, buddy, because I'm not trying to stop you. If you are looking at Voda Consulting and you decide to go to a Voda Consulting class, I'm not so proud. I don't so much think the instructor is going to end up accidentally shooting a student, but I do think a student's going to accidentally shoot him. In one video, Lucian, whose actual name is Alan Fred Black, but Lucian sounds so much, you know, that was the name of the main werewolf in Underworld. He and the students point guns at one another no less than a dozen times with their fingers on the trigger. There's other videos for Voda Consulting, VODA. You don't have to take my word for it. Go search them out. Go look on YouTube. Voda Consulting. Go look at that. You want to go train with them? Have at it, brother and sister. But, you know, I'm not. That's not happening. That's not happening. There's various means of realism out there. I don't think pointing real guns at each other is one of them. My shoulders would probably break from the constant cringing just watching it. Just a little FYI for you. If you're in the vicinity of Vietnam and you're going to train, well, maybe not with Voda Consulting. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. On November the 12th, CBS News did a report focused on Every Town for Gun Safety's efforts to secure more gun control and the way they egg on Obama. Obama has assigned White House lawyers to look for a way that executive action can be used to expand background checks to include private gun sales or at least some sales by private gun owners. Now, AWR Hawkins at Breitbart has reported that Obama was weighing the use of an executive order to expand background checks in the wake of the Umpqua Community College attack. The gunman in that attack had passed the background check, a regular, normal background check, not expanded, not anything else, in order to buy the weapons he used. So, why he... Well, we know why. Now, Every Town wants checks expanded to cover private gun sellers who make occasional sales, but they provide no figure on how many gun sales would be required to meet the threshold of an occasional seller. They simply describe persons who make occasional sales of firearms for the enhancement of a personal collection or for a hobby, and who do so without having to get a permit from the government. You don't have to get a permit to sell anything else, do you? Well, maybe your house. Yeah, you have to go through the state to do that, don't you, to a certain degree? When he first floated the idea of using an executive order to accomplish this, NBC News reported that 50 or 100 guns a year would be the threshold to trigger the new background check requirements. But they stressed that the administration had not formally settled on a number. Now, to secure this approach, Every Town is asking the Obama administration to provide a legal definition for personal collection of firearms, which I know a few collectors of them. If they can get this, they hope to at least secure an expansion of background checks to cover privately sold firearms that fall outside the personal collection designation. As an example, they would like the president to declare that a firearm has to be owned for a certain period of time, one full year, for example, before it can be considered part of a personal collection, therefore outside the purview of background checks. Now, it should be noted that Americans have been selling guns privately since 1791, regardless of the amount of time they might have owned the gun prior to selling it. With Bloomberg's help, Obama is hoping to change that so that he leaves office with a background check on every gun sale, retail, or private. Now, as you can probably tell, this will have no impact on crime. This is purely meant to be a harassment. They'll get out there and say, well, we got to watch out for the crazies. But we already know that everybody who's made the headlines that were the springboards on which whose backs you jumped off of, gun grabbers, they all went through a regular background check. They all bought their guns legally. Adam Lanza did not buy any guns, but his mother did. And then he, you know, murdered her and stole her guns. So background checks stop nothing. They stop nothing. So this is not meant to stop the criminal. This is meant to harass you and me. Now, right now, Barack Obama is wanting to do two things unilaterally. He's wanting to close Guantanamo Bay and bring all of the terrorists here. And he's wanting to... He's also wanting to have amnesty. He keeps getting slapped around on amnesty, left and right, by courts, various courts. And he keeps pulling back and everything, and I don't know if he's trying to run out the clock to save face or whatever to secure his legacy. Here's what I would suggest to Congress. Congress needs to tell him to cease and desist the unilateral attempts to go around their authority, or they'll simply shut down the government. Don't worry about, and I'm almost certain there's a mechanism in place to do this. I don't know. I would love to get a member of Congress to come on the show, but even my local members have staffs that are so muddled that they'll tell me, yes, yes, he's coming. No, no, we had to change our mind. Over and over again, I get this. So, you know, even my local heroes seem to have some issues here and there. So, but I'm almost certain there's a mechanism in there, and they need to look at the president, and they need to say, look, pal, You swore an oath. We swore an oath. We're going to uphold our oath. And by the way, we're going to be going to the Supreme Court too. So don't, you know, you can get out there and hoping, you know, that Scalia and Alito and a few other of those just vapor lock and die on you. But at the same time, you know, understand this. We'll tell them what they can and can't do because they're the neutral party. We make the laws. You enforce them. They sometimes adjudicate them if we let them. Do you think we'll see that out of Congress? No. President Barack Obama is looking at this other thing and, you know, this going after the private seller. When is that an issue? When is that an issue? Who, what is the, give me, out of all the guns and gun owners in the United States today, I need to know who privately sold a gun to a criminal and what the percentage of that is. Okay? I look at this the same way I do with rifles. I've got a far better chance of being beaten to death with a claw hammer than I do with being shot with any kind of long gun whatsoever, because long guns are very hard to run around with. Handguns are pretty easy to run around with. I've got a better chance of being shot with one of those. But, you know. And then we need to look at that proportionately. And then, you know, if the amount of death that's being caused by private sales of guns is not even a statistical blip, then my next question is, what are you going to do about heart disease and medical misadventure and cancer and auto accidents and all these other things? Because these are where the people are getting killed. Do you really care about people getting killed, or are you trying to restrict my ability to own a gun? Which is it? That's what I want to ask them. There are those out there that I actually started that. I was talking to my ICU nurses the other day. I started the mini documentary on that, and I brought that up. And none of them looked at me strangely, because they're the ones that actually see these people coming through on a daily basis. It never stops. Never stops with heart disease. Never stops with heart disease. And, you know, it's all basically an education program is all it would take. And we're not doing that. Oh, but we do want to go after the guns. We got 600,000 plus people dying a year of heart disease, 8,194, half of which are gang-related murders with guns. We got to go after the guns. Heart disease is okay. We like that, heart disease, yeah. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube First. Performance made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot will be interested in this. Right now in Maryland, they have decided to abandon the ballistic fingerprint registry. And a liberal newspaper, of course, is crying about it, coming from the Baltimore Sun. Millions of dollars later, Maryland has officially decided that its 15-year effort to store and catalog the fingerprints of thousands of handguns was a failure. Since 2000, the state required that gun manufacturers fire every handgun to be sold here and send the spent bullet casing to authorities. The idea was to build a database of ballistic fingerprints to help solve future crimes. But the system, plagued by technical problems, never solved a single case. Now the hundreds of thousands of accumulated casings could be sold for scrap. Obviously, I'm disappointed, said former Governor Paris N. Gladdening, a Democrat whose administration pushed for the database to fulfill a campaign promise. It's a little unfortunate in that logic and common sense suggests that it would be a good crime-fighting tool. It is unsurprising that the former governor wouldn't have a clue that logic and common sense, to say nothing of actual knowledge of police work and firearm technology, suggests that the registry couldn't possibly be a good crime-fighting tool at all. But they did get a bunch of brass out of it. somewhere in Pikesville, Maryland, in an old fallout shelter. The state has amassed more than 300,000 bullet casings, one from each new handgun sold there since the law took effect. That's sort of depressing. Only 300,000 handguns have been sold there. They fill three cavernous rooms secured by a common combination lock. Each casing has been meticulously stamped with a barcode, sealed in its own envelope, and filed in boxes stacked from floor to ceiling. I'm sure it'd be so easy to find these things. Forensic scientists photographed the casings in hopes the system would someday identify the owner of a gun fired at a crime scene. The system costs an estimated $5 million to set up and operate over the years. But the computerized system designed to sort and match the images never worked as envisioned. In 2007, the state stopped bothering to take the photographs, though hundreds of thousands more casings kept piling up in the fallout shelter. The ballistic fingerprinting law was repealed effective October 1st, ending the requirement that spent casings be sent in. The General Assembly, in repealing the law, authorized the state police to sell off its inventory for scrap. The science behind the system is valid, according to the Baltimore Sun. The scratches etched onto a casing can be matched to the gun that fired it, mapping a so-called fingerprint to the gun. Well, that's because there are edges of the gun, like with the extractor and the barrel, that will do this kind of thing to the gun. And all somebody has to do that knows a little bit about metal is either add to or take away material from that to a certain degree, and then that exact match no longer exists. In addition to that, with wear, part of that goes away. So, science is valid for a while. Maryland's system was an expanded version of the successful but more limited federal National Integrated Ballistic Information Network started in the 1990s. It catalogs casing only from crime scenes and from guns confiscated from police. Maryland did not look at it that way. They didn't look at the, you know, let's look at the crime guns. They said, let's look at all the guns because we're all criminals in waiting. Worse, the system Maryland bought created images so imprecise that when an investigator submitted a crime scene casing, the database software would sometimes spit out hundreds of matches. The state sued the manufacturer in 2009 for $1.9 million, settling 3 years later for $390,000. Zach Suber, a supervisor and forensic scientist for the Maryland State Police, said the process could have been tweaked to make it more effective. He says it's still possible that the collection of casings could have greater forensic value in the future. A true believer, not, isn't he? He's truly a true believer. Here's why the project was futility on wheels from the first day. Each fired casing collected came from a brand new gun. Human fingerprints are relatively changeless, not so with a gun. Normal wear from shooting would inevitably alter the surfaces, leaving markings on the brass to such a degree that the original piece of brass would be useless in comparison, like I just said. Somebody that actually wanted to alter that would also be able to do that. Greater wear would inevitably cause an enormous loss of false positives. Cause an enormous number of false positives, wiping away any possibility of instant accurate computer matches and requiring very high cost and manpower time intensive searches by hand. Law-abiding people obey the law. Collecting brass from them is always an exercise in a feel-good statement rather than law enforcement. Making a positive unassailable match does not solve a crime. At best, it only tells the police that the bullet was fired from a specific gun and who the original owner of that gun was. It does not tell them who fired it or anything else related to a specific crime. Police still have to be able to place a specific person at the crime scene at a specific time and prove that their firing of the weapon was unlawful, caused the death, caused the crime. Most of the time, investigation would reveal the gun was stolen. And even if the police could possibly figure out who stole it and when, they're still stuck with the original dilemma of proving who fired it. The real world is not like the TV world of CSI. They don't solve crimes in 44 minutes, not really. It takes a little bit longer. In addition, it requires that the criminals leave the brass behind. Now, with a revolver, that doesn't happen. The brass stays with the gun. Even with semi-autos, it doesn't take that much time to pick up a couple of pieces of brass. And as a matter of fact, just like with the firing pin tattoos they wanted to throw on the primers of some guns in some states, somebody with a little bit of smarts could go to a gun range and, like, if he's got a 9mm bad boy pistol, pick up some 9mm casings, pick up his casings, throw those casings on the ground, walk away. Confusion ensues. So, even the Baltimore Sun had to take note of some of these issues. That's because, they write, because on average, most guns used in crimes were bought nearly 15 years prior, according to the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. By the time they end up on the street, they've often been stolen and resold illegally. New York followed Maryland's lead and created a similar database, but they pulled funding on the project in 2012, when it, too, had no success. But it had been clear for years that these efforts weren't working. That's because gun control doesn't work. That's because gun control doesn't work. I've got a picture I'm going to publish on Facebook. I was at one of my gun shops where one of my FFL providers had gone to a police department and bought a bunch of crime guns to resell. There were a few that, in a pinch, I might carry. Most of them I consider to be junk. And I've got a picture of those. There was one Walther. There was one Taurus PT-92. Everything else, sort of junky. Sort of messed up. That's a crime gun. That's a typical crime gun. I'm going to put that up. I'll put that on Facebook later. Another waste of money gone down the drain. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water, but have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In May of 2014, the NRA secretly sent some people to an undisclosed location to test, at the behest of the hosts, the Armatix IP-1 smart gun. This was during the height of the time when everybody was thinking this is going to be the first smart gun that makes it into general circulation. It was the Guns and Gear editor, Frank Wynn, wrote a review of it for First Freedom. However, America's First Freedom. But they withheld the publication of the review because of the test results because they didn't want to be misconstrued as opposition to the technology itself, which, I'll be honest with you, that's a little troubling for me. But they have been, as well as everybody else out there, have been. Everybody's been falsely accused of blocking smart gun development. And the expensive small caliber Armatix was failing on its own. It didn't need anybody's help to fail. But the fear at the time was that if it was adopted by anybody, that it would trigger New Jersey's infamous mandate requiring similar technology in all guns in their state. The NRA believes that the marketplace should decide whether there are smart guns. They do oppose government mandates of expensive, unproven technology, and smart guns are a prime example of that. But they've been making a comeback in recent news lately. On October 22nd, the Washington Post reported on the recent activity of the IP-1 designer, German Ernst Mach, as he was attempting to rehabilitate the IP-1's reputation as well as his own. It's operating perfectly. Now, and on November the 1st, 60 Minutes ran a smart gun segment that featured the oft-cited clip from the James Bond movie Skyfall, where the LED doesn't light up all the way across because the bad guys got it. And that just, hey, you know what? That means they work. That didn't. Daniel Craig is not dead, is he? No. And the bad guy who got the gun got eaten by a Komodo dragon. Ron Conway is the Silicon Valley investor who He says this is going to happen outside the gun industry, and why they aren't doing research and investing in this baffles me. That's because it's not viable. Now, one thing I'll point out to you, in similar circumstances, like a lot of tobacco companies now are invested in vaping and vape technology, in the vapor, in the fluid itself. They've all invested in that because they look down the road and say, this may take me out altogether one day. So vaping, despite all the stuff they try to regulate on, it turns out to be relatively okay, not nearly as unsafe as, say, cigarettes are. And so they invest in that. Gun makers do not look at the smart gun technology and say, this is something that's going to take over our industry. That's the problem. Now, the gun grabbers, like the technophobes who are gun grabbers, don't kid yourself. Mother Jones magazine, they call smart guns the guns the NRA doesn't want Americans to get. Of course, Conway and Malk believe in smart gun technology. They want to see the investment pay off. Malk is looking for a job. But here's what we found out from the NRA tests. Conducted with staffers trained by Armatix, they found a number of very serious problems. The Armatix pistol, which has to be paired with the Armatix watch in order for it to function at all. Well, no, let me rephrase that. In order to pair with it, took a full 20 minutes to pair with the watch, even with the aid of an IT pro trained in its use. Without the pairing, the Armatix functions like any other handgun, capable of being fired by anyone. Once paired, a cold start still requires a minimum of 7 push button commands and a duration of 12 seconds before the gun can be fired. While the gun holds a maximum of 11 rounds, 10 plus 1, the best the NRA experts could manage was 9 consecutive rounds without a failure to fire, and that was only happening once. 3 or 4 misfires per magazine were common, despite using various brands of ammo. The Armatix does have a decent single action trigger. It has the worst double action trigger of any pistol they've ever tested, ever, requiring more force than any other pistol they've ever fired, ever. The pistol must be within 10 inches of the watch during startup. This sort of slows and complicates the use of the pistol if one hand is injured or otherwise unavailable. The design of the Armatix's hammer prevents it from being safely thumbed forward. All of this malfunctioning, misoperating, absolutely horrible design comes at a very high price. $1,798 for the system, $1,399 for the base pistol, another $399 for the enabling watch. The Armatix is more than 5 times the cost of other common 22s like the Walther P22 or the Browning Buckmark or the Smith & Wesson M&P22. A Ruger's SR-22. It's 3 times the cost of pistols like Glocks and Smith & Wesson, Springfield, which are, you know, calibered in true self-defense calibers. They did not get to test the durability of the electronics that supposedly make the Armatix smart, leaving several questions unanswered. One of them, what happens when pistol watch batteries fail? Will the pistol's poorly sealed battery compartment perform when rain-soaked? What happens if you lose the watch or it breaks? Or when it goes out of style? Will the gun watch still function if it's dropped? How many firing cycles will the electronics tolerate before failure? How easy is it to hack the RFID connection to the pistol? The biggest unanswered question comes from the Armatix patent application. Armatix contains a kill switch functionality, allowing it to be disabled by third parties, a fact confirmed by such functionality at the test range. Have they tested this? They claim that the Post article claims the Armatix passed rigorous testing and certification in the United States. I'd like to talk to those guys. Now, the NRA only opposes the imposition of technologies via government force and is happy for the marketplace to pass its own judgment, which in this particular case has already done that. But if this is the technology upon the, you know, this is where the smart gun proponents are going to hang their hat, this is not going to go well. This is not something that's going to be adopted. And so they want to force it. There have been you know, there have been bills suggested and everything forcing us to go back and retrofit guns with these things. And where would you put it? Where would you put it on a pistol? This is a very simple machine. Glocks have, I think, 31 moving parts. Where would we put the functioning piece that allows the gun to fire without making the gun completely unwieldy? You know, in the search for ergonomic perfection, that's become its own cottage industry. And that part of it is it's interesting that they want to do away, but they're not gun people. They're not gun people. They don't get it. Of course, everybody pushing this wants it to go that way. Mother Jones thing. And I think the biggest reason they want it to go that way is because they think the government would have this kill switch where they can disable guns if they want to in the name of the greater good. And we never need to allow that to happen. We never need to allow that to happen, ever. Thankfully, but it's still troubling for me. It is still troubling for me. I have a 27-year-old and a 24-year-old, and they will outlive me. And my 27-year-old has two little girls who, of course, are going to outlive me. And I don't think in my lifetime I'll ever see anything viable, but they might push it. It might happen in theirs. It'd be nice to squash all of this stuff once and forever. We're going to roll into hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.